If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release, or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk. I'm off my jack, keep your hands off my stack.
Jobsinkent.com. Jingle, Merry Christmas. Channel Radio. Wave after wave of good music from Channel Radio.
Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Find suppliers and quote for work locally. Try us free until 1st of May 2016.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, December the 15th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin.
Beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, we got Kent dark chocolate.
I tell you what, listener, I've been scoffing sweets and mince pies all day. I'm getting fatter by the second.
Well, we made
And I'm blaming Jules.
No, but we made a, what's that hourglass? Martin's doing an hourglass about you.
Yeah, yeah.
We made a mistake because Shay, my son, as probably your youngest, you came back from uni and said, there's nothing to eat in the house, even though there is food, but it's sort of food you have to prepare rather than ready stuff. So I had to take him to Sainsbury's, which cost me £270. And as you know, I avoid supermarkets like the plague, but he wanted things, you know, that boys want from uni. And so I got lots of stuff. And then I bought a big thing of Heroes chocolates for some people that have done a lot of work for me. And we also bought one for the family, of course. And I said, for God's sake, don't open them until, you know, next week. Of course, they got opened. And not only that, the present one got opened as well by mistake. So some, maybe not a mistake, Martin, we're not sure. Could have been Freudian slip. So now we're just eating them. I mean, it's fatal once you open them. I feel
absolutely
like giving them to, you know, I don't know, a charity or something rather than eating them. And I just want to say, Adrian Kearney, did you see his tweet? They had a special doggy Christmas party and each dog, little dog, got a Christmas present from Father Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
It was very sweet. Or was it Santa Claus?
Oh, very good. Very good. We've also had a tweet from Telcare Limited, the telecoms providers over there on the Medway City Estate. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web, can you give our friends at Aston Martin Sevenoaks?
Oh,
someone's got a new motor. Ooh. A shout out and a follow, please. Aston Sevenoaks. Well, of course.
Oh, I wonder if Lisa's doing a special trial or if she's got one.
I know someone that has a car from there. We'll gloss
it
over that.
Makes me laugh when you flick your head and you've got your little pom-pom.
My pom-pom on, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it your
Abamaxa have also tweeted, Vanilla Web, we are at the Royal Shopper at Tunbridge Wells until Xmas Eve. We're on level two. Can you give us a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker Show? Of course we can. That's Abamaxa. They make luxury goods and things. I think it's leather goods mostly, but they make luxury goods. They're based in Betherston, I do, not Betherston, Benenden, I do believe.
Okay.
But Abamaxa, you can find them at the Royal Shopper in Tunbridge Wells, and they will be there right up until Christmas Eve.
What is the Royal Shopper in
Tunbridge? It's a shopping precinct.
Okay.
Victoria Place, isn't it?
Talking of chocolate, though, when you eat these Cadbury's ones,
hold on, you asked me the question, so I'm going to answer it. It's the Royal underscore Shopper is their Twitter handle, and it's the Royal Victoria Place Shopping Centre in Tunbridge Wells.
I must go and look at that, because I often nip into Tunbridge Wells. But talking of chocolate, this Cadbury's, as you know, it's been taken over by Crafts. It's got cheesier, it's got
cheesier.
it's got, they've taken down, in my opinion, the cocoa content. It's got waxier, margarine.
It's delicious on toast with ketchup.
But, Martin,
cheesier chocolate.
If you,
she does talk the most amazing nonsense.
If you eat this Kent dark chocolate, why I'm such a fan, and I am not doing a promotion for them. This is honest, and this is why they keep sending it to me because I rave about it. But when you eat it, it's 87% cocoa, so you can have a couple of little squares. Just gives you a little hit. It's smooth. It's rich. And honestly, I'm hand on heart. When I eat that margarine Cadbury's one now, it's too sweet. You know how what you said about when you had cereal and when you had you'd cut your sugar out,
yeah,
and how sweet it was.
Yeah.
Well, after the show, you have a little slab of that.
There won't be any left. Chocolate. Don't give me that nonsense. It was a 7-foot bar when you walked in here, and it's like three squares.
Well,
left.
Jane took some back for the
journey.
Yeah,
of course she did. You know, course she did.
She did need some.
We've also had a tweet from Mandy Burring, B-I-R-R-I-N-G. Mandy Burring. That's also her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I read that out.
Oh, did you?
But read it again.
She says she's enjoying today's Business Bunker Show with Jules Serkin and Vanilla Webb.
And Serenity Becker is listening in, and she's got a salon in Swalecliff in Canterbury doing everybody's beauty things for Christmas. You might notice my nail varnish, Martin. Very glittery.
Cool.
Beautiful.
Lovely. Neville Gaunt has tweeted, Bunker Books, shout out please, he says. Mind Fit Golf for Kids. A parent's guide, is your mind fit for golf? And you can buy it by going to the following website, mindfitltd.com/shop. mindfitltd.com/shop and buy Mind Fit Golf for Kids. And why not? What a good stopping fella that is.
I've just started putting like Jordan Spieth putts. So that's how I've got my mind fit for golf. Putting's one of those things. If you stare at the golf ball and you start thinking about how far am I taking the club back and how hard am I swinging and everything else, you know, when you're putting. But if you putt like Jordan Spieth, you actually look at the hole. And by looking at the hole, it just completely clears your head. Mm. And you visualise the ball actually ending up in the bottom of the cup.
Do you know I'm like that when I eat mince pie? I visualise, you know, biting into it.
She visualises the hole.
The crunch of the pastry. Oh. Michel Roux's pastry was amazing. Did you know he started off as a pastry chef? That was his forte. His pastry was absolutely amazing, Paul Andrews. Really? And you know the polyfusée was flowing at the lunch too.
What do you think of the standard of MasterChef this year? You've been watching professional MasterChef.
You see, now, switch off, listener, if you're a fan. I absolutely really don't enjoy, I'm afraid, I love the chefs. I don't enjoy the format of those programmes. I think they've dumbed down, and I think they've all gone on the X Factor route, and you get all that music and all that ooh. I can't watch them. Mm. I really can't watch them. I sort of like Come Dine With Me. I like the normal people when they're having a shambles. But I find the MasterChef...
She likes a good punch-up during dinner.
Yeah, but I find the format, and I'd love to see Michel Roux and these great chefs. Let's have something refreshing. We should do our own television thing. We should move from channel radio into TV and get Michel Roux and get them and do something,
It's funny you should say that.
Oh, are you going to start being a cameraman as well?
It's funny you should say that, but we'll tell you more about that next year.
What do you think of Martin?
Anyway,
agree with me about the format? That music and...
I think what's really interesting in the beginning on professional MasterChef is you have all these head chefs and sous chefs and very experienced people. Mm. But, you know, going back to what you were saying about Chef Michel, you know, he knows how to cook absolutely anything.
Yeah.
He knows how to make pastry. He can cook partridge. Mm. He could do you sausage and mash.
He's doing the wild boar on his Christmas Day dinner.
But so many of the guys that seem to go on professional MasterChef don't seem to have the basic skills that you need to be a chef. And I think, you know, where we are now, we're in the final. I think everyone in the final is amazing.
I should be watching them. I should be watching these TV programmes. Paul Andrews is
That's the end of the food programme. It's an absolute pleasure to introduce the person that's been talking for the last 10 minutes anyway. Welcome back onto the show, Martin White of Supply My Business. Not at all a chef.
No, we are.
I bet he is.
I bet he is, actually.
I bet he can rustle up
a sausage roll.
And a wild boar.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually run a dating agency.
Who does?
supply my business is a dating agency.
Oh, I thought you meant you and Michelle Roux.
No. you can tell I've been spending a lot of time with Linda Cloke recently. She's inspired me. But no, I think it's an interesting analogy. We are a dating agency for businesses in Kent.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is put businesses in Kent together to do business, and it's as simple as that, and that's what we're all about.
It's fantastic.
So explain to the listener that doesn't kind of understand these kind of things exactly how it works and how you see it unfolding.
Yeah. So if you think about your own business, if I think about my business, I want to do business with people that I like, mm-hmm. people that I trust, people that I know will ultimately deliver a good product or service for me in my business. But you know, how do you go about finding businesses like that in the local community? Mm. Because you know, none of us are particularly good at marketing our businesses at a small business level, and we haven't got endless resources that we can, you know, time and financial resources that we can devote to actually, you know, getting our business out there and noticed. So the whole idea behind Supply My Business was to create one place where all businesses could come together to do business and make that whole process easier. So how does it work? You basically register your business, you set up your business profile, and then you become visible. So other businesses in our community, and that's what we're creating here. You know, we're not a sort of a static business directory, if you like, that sits there and waits for people to, you know, to find that website and then waits for them to find you on that website.
I was saying to you earlier, was I not, that that's one of the real things that I love about your business, amongst one of the lots of different things that there are to like about your business. But one of the things that I really, really appreciate is that you are becoming part of the community.
Yeah.
You do set out to be part of the community, not just to sell things to people,
no.
but to actually draw people in and make things happen on behalf of other people.
Yeah.
And I'm a great fan and reading quite a few of your tweets, because you run blogs for other people, you publish really interesting bits of information that don't particularly help your business. They're not a sales pitch for your business. They're just interesting stuff that will be interested to the business community in Kent.
Yeah, because
I love that.
Yeah, and because the depth of talent out there at a small business level is huge.
Yeah.
But it never gets a chance to shine, to come to the fore, because people never know about it. Mm. You know, they're so hard to find, these businesses. So our business is really all about our members' business. That's what we're here to do, to actually promote them. And on the back of that, we will have a successful business. But that's our objective, ultimately, to showcase that expertise and that talent that exists. And, you know, I can give you, you know, lots of examples already of businesses on Supply My Business that are collaborating, that are working together. And, you know, recently, you know, I had to renew my my insurance, and I said I'd say hello to Julie today anyway at Cascade. And so what did I do? Well, you know, I'm fed up with the big business that I'm currently insured with, because I don't think I've had particularly good service.
Absolutely.
My renewal's just gone up by 100 quid and I haven't made a claim in 8 years.
Disgusting.
So why on earth would I stay with them?
Yeah.
You know, one of the big insurance firms.
Can I just tell you, sorry, because it did make me laugh. I was with a big insurance firm and my renewal came through and it had gone up £1,000.
Ridiculous. Right?
And I hadn't made a claim. But I had a note on their website that said, if you can find it cheaper, we'll match it.
Yeah.
Well, I found 42 companies that were cheaper. Do you think they'd match it? They squirmed every trick in the book to say, well, it's not totally identical. They don't do that, you know. It was a nonsense. I just walked away. Ridiculous. And I've been with them 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's
just, you know, atypical example. So, you know, when it came to finding an alternative, well, you know, where did I go? And of course, my first port of call was Supply My Business. You know, who have we got on Supply My Business that can actually deliver that for me on a business level, but also on a personal level in this instance? Mm. And Julie turned that around next day for me. And what she's done since then is she's actually, you know, she's asked me if actually that, you know, that policy is now what I'm looking for. And we've made a couple of amends. And now, you know, I'm 100% confident that should, you know, the unthinkable happen and I needed to make a claim on my insurance, that I've actually got something that, you know, in place now that's actually going to meet my needs.
Absolutely.
And you don't get that. Sounds much more personal and tailored rather than just,
Yeah, and that applies across the board, you know, whether you're, you know, we had a business video made for Supply My Business that we've put on the front of the website. Who did we turn to? Well, we turned to somebody that, again, is part of our business community, Hacks Media. Mm. You know, and again, we got that personal service. You know, Hacks is somebody that I know. You know, we want to do business ultimately with people we know and we trust and we like.
Absolutely. Funny you should say that. I've just had a tweet from the workroom, e-commerce_Kent on the Twitter. And they say, Vanilla Web Jewel Circuit, Merry Christmas. Can we have a shout out, please? We are the e-commerce web development team based in Canterbury.
Right. So, and Neil and Jody and Matt and the other, a new Matt that's recently joined, you know, those guys have got an incredibly tough job because they've got me as a client.
Right.
And I have to say, I am probably, well, they don't tell Neil this, I am quite demanding as a client.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I can call on them to actually deliver what I need, you know, what I've got in my head, if you like, in terms of where I think Supply My Business needs to move forward and areas that we need to focus on for development. So, you know, again, that's another good example. So, you know, what we're saying is really that, you know, we want businesses to come together on that level and just do business with each other.
Absolutely.
And make it fun and make it easy, you know, because we're all under a lot of pressure.
But it isn't just businesses either, because I think that you've made contact recently with a college over in East Kent with Graham and his team.
Exactly. So, you know, it's thinking about sort of business on a holistic level, if you like. It's not just, you know, my day-to-day kind of buyer-supplier kind of requirements. It's, okay, you know, how can we bring other parties to the table to actually add value? And, you know, Graham Raisey was on here a couple of weeks ago talking about East Kent College, and we all know the kind of the renewed energy and emphasis on apprenticeships, for example, with the government programs and the levy that's coming in and everything else. So again, that just seemed like a perfect opportunity to, you know, to work with somebody like East Kent College, and Mid Kent College have also come on board, to actually, you know, get their message out in terms of apprenticeships to the business community, because as we all know, small businesses are far and away the biggest adopters of apprenticeship programs in their business.
Absolutely.
So, you know, why not, you know, bring somebody like East Kent College on board, Mid Kent College, to actually promote that to the business community on Supply My Business. Mm. So in January, we're going to be running a network event down at Discovery Park. East Kent College are going to be hosting that. Paul's going to come along and talk collaboration.
Absolutely.
And we're going to bring all those businesses together. So it's not just about, you know, registering your business and doing business, you know, in a kind of literal sense on Supply My Business. It's thinking about, you know, the business community, making contacts, building your network. All of that comes into it as well. You mentioned blogs. You know, what a great way to showcase, you know, how good your business is at what your business does. You know, then, you know, there's no better way than by writing a blog and telling people about it.
Absolutely.
But doing that in an impartial, obviously non-sales driven way.
Absolutely. And as we've said, it's about being in part of the community and doing things and getting involved with what's going on and playing an active role. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So you're a very new business. You haven't been launched long.
No.
You're free to use up until May next year.
That's right.
As I understand it. But you are signing up people at a rapid rate, I do believe.
Yeah, we've got about 80 businesses and organisations live on Supply My Business at the moment. And we're just over 2 months old. So
that's brilliant, you know, going.
We're delighted with that. And as I say, business is already happening, you know, live, as it were, on Supply My Business. So that's great as well. And we've got other people, you know, we've got recruitment firms, for example, who are starting to advertise, you know, positions that they're recruiting for, and small businesses advertising, you know, their recruitment needs as well directly. So, you know, all of that sort of building as well. And, you know, you and I talk collaboration all the time, Paul, and you know, that's something that we'll discuss. You know, potentially moving forwards as well. So
absolutely,
it's all good stuff. It's really enjoyable. That for me is one of the key things. You know, I've worked in big corporates. I've done big, and now I'm doing small.
Absolutely,
and small, far and away, for me personally, is you know, is what excites me.
It is more exciting, isn't it? It's broader. It's scarier. Yeah.
It is.
It's scarier because there's no safety net there. Right. But, you know, it's where it's at. Small is beautiful. Small is where it's going next, without a shadow of a doubt.
I mean, we're hot off the back of a Small Business Saturday. Mm. You know, I made a point of going out with my pals on that particular Saturday and making use of, you know, all those wonderful businesses that were pubs that were that are on my doorstep.
£640 million was spent in small businesses on Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is how many people will carry on with that habit and you know, support the butchers and the bakers and the candlestick makers
shops. I don't think initially that they'll go every time, but they've been introduced now, and every now and again they will go back, I think. And it's a slow process, but, you know, increasingly I think people do recognise the value of independence in the high street when we're talking about retail businesses. People do recognise the joy of dealing with someone that's an independent local business.
I mean, I rocked up here today. I'm going Christmas shopping
in your Santa hat
on Friday.
Don't give anything away. Don't give anything. She may be listening.
She might be listening.
on Friday, I'm going Christmas shopping in Canterbury, and you know, I know full well that I would have probably ended up in, you know, a large department store looking for you know, gift items for friends and family. And
absolutely.
Two doors down from, you know, the studio here, you've got a wonderful, you know, local small business in Alpaca Annie.
Yeah.
You walk in there, you know, they've got a wonderful range of products that you simply wouldn't be able to buy anywhere else. They've got quality written all over them.
Yeah.
And actually, you don't mind spending a little bit more money because what you're actually getting is something that's totally unique.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And answers your brief. That's the key thing.
Last
winter. Alpaca pants are really unique.
A little bit scratchy.
Scratchy, yeah. But unique.
Getting a bit warm as well.
Yeah.
I bought my new husband some alpaca slippers last year.
Right.
And they're lovely, and they're so lovely that I pinch them whenever he's out because they're just so warm and toasty, gorgeous. Yeah. I love that.
I mean, you mentioned JR earlier. JR had tweeted in. I was in JR in Broadstairs yesterday, and I bought a new battery there for my wife's car because it was flat. You know, it was dead, so it needed a new battery. But I got really good service. You know, the lady there, the manager there, I don't know her name, unfortunately. But, you know, she said, I can't come out and actually test your battery for you, but this is what we do offer in terms of guarantee and everything else. And, you know, if ultimately you don't need a new battery, you know, bring it back. But, you know, this is how much it'll cost. I've got one ready to go. And she was just delightful. She was so nice.
And that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel comfortable.
That's all you can ask for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what we all want, ultimately, day to day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whether it's your accountant in the form of Rift or, you know, a new car battery or your insurance through, you know, Cascade.
Well, and that level of customer care normally is only delivered via smaller and independent businesses nowadays.
Absolutely.
Big corporations couldn't care less.
Well, they won't even answer the phone.
No,
their
churn rates are huge. They don't care. They don't want to keep their customers.
Yeah.
They just, you know, ignore you. And absolutely.
Phones are a great example. You know, you're always going on about, you know, the company with the V, you know, in their title.
Yeah.
I had to change our supply of my business business contracts recently, and there was no way I was going to go down that route again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I found again a business on supply of my business, tech consultant Craig Higgins, and I said, Craig, this is what I want. I don't need bundles and bundles of data, but I do want 3 minutes. I want free text. I need a little bit of data. What can you sort out for us? And, you know, he came back with a fantastic deal, and I haven't needed to go anywhere near any of the big
What's
players.
What's the name of the company that you used?
Techsultant Craig
Excellent.
Higgins.
Excellent. Yeah. I should get my new husband on.
So, you know, another good example, just business made easy by going local and then going small.
My little local butcher where our mince pies came from, they are making me up sausage meat, which is gluten-free, because often they put bread in it and stuff to bulk it out. Not they, but most butchers. So they're making me up a gluten-free sausage meat so I can make my own stuffing. I can put my own gluten-free bread in it and stuff like that, and you know, make it.
Yeah, but that is a massive contract for them, isn't it?
I have got a big family. That's what you're alluding to.
Yeah, yeah, they do make it in truckloads for you.
I have got the biggest turkey from Riverford.
The biggest
coming.
What?
The biggest turkey from Riverford coming. It's coming.
Funny enough, we just had a tweet from Caroline and Liz.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why I can't come in next Tuesday, because I've got this huge turkey and I've got to put it in a.
That wasn't
big
the excuse
bath.
You gave me last week.
It's a big bath.
You I've do make to. Up some fibs about your excuses for not working anymore.
I've got a huge turkey coming.
Yeah, yeah. Your fifth holiday
Massive.
Of the year.
I mean, is there any better example of what we can achieve if we all collaborate and all put our heads together than Tim Peake blasting off for the for the International Space Station today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if we could just get away from focusing on, you know, putting a Mercedes Benz on the driveway of everybody on the whole on the planet, and actually focus on what matters. Look what we can actually achieve.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We should have played. We were going to play Ground Control.
We were going to play Major Tom, but we kind of haven't got any space left in the schedule for more music.
Slade the Christmas
which is a shame,
was important.
Which was a shame, but Major Tom would have gone down well. But you know,
when's he coming? He's up there 6 months. We've got 6 months to play it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll play it when he comes back down.
What I want to know was if you know this, Martin, going off the rails a bit, but how does he have a shower when he's up there?
I don't think they do. They use flannels, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Must be a bit crusty by the end of the 6 months.
Yeah.
A little bit uncomfortable.
Probably need a good bath.
Hopefully he's not wearing alpaca pants.
It'd be a bit crutchy, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Listen, Martin, we could talk to you forever. Sadly, we kind of got to move on a bit. So give us a shout for your website, Twitter handle, and all the other ways that people can interact with Supply My Business.
Okay, so the website is supplymybusiness.co.uk. Nice and easy. Twitter handle, managed for us by the lovely Jodie at E-commerce Workroom, is at Supply My Biz. So, you know, couldn't be easier.
Well, Jodie was admiring my beef brisket, which is in my slow cooker.
Was she?
Yeah, I prepared it last night in advance, switched it on this morning while I was juggling the electrician and the plumber and taking the dog for a walk, and she said it looked good even raw, you know, not even, but when I get home tonight, it's the nearest I'll ever get to a wife.
So is this for tonight?
Yeah, beef brisket.
What time do you want us around? That sounds lovely.
Well, I'll be ready at 6.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for that diversion, Jules.
No, but Jodie was very impressed, is what I'm
good.
Saying.
Well, I'm glad that Jodie's impressed with your brisket. I mean, that's made my day now. I can breathe easily now that I know that.
And where is the brisket from? Local butcher.
Right, there you go.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah. Martin, thank you so much for joining us, as always. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And we hope to see you, and of course we will see you back in the new year, talking to you more about business, SMEs, micro businesses, small businesses, and the Kent business community.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules. Really appreciate the support this year as well.
And you too. Martin White, thank you very much indeed. We've still got tweets coming in. Frontier Funds talking about such things.
That's my new husband.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my first month joining the ranks of the self-employed.
He's working very hard. He was dressed as a tiger last week, which was a little bit worrying. And also, what have Caroline and Liz said?
They said, Vanilla Web, you don't have to traipse around the shops for veg and meat. We will deliver it to your home or office.
You have to be careful how you say the last bit, don't you? Veg and meat. I noticed you left the last bit out.
Which last bit?
Veg, meat, or
pantries, I should.
Yeah, because it's always a bit, you know, close to the bone, isn't it?
Well, No. I wasn't sure what shopping for a pantry was.
Well, it's all your sort of stocks and sauces and rice and pantry goods.
I thought it was a cupboard.
Yeah, well, it is. But it's what you put in the cupboard that they deliver.
Okay.
You need to keep up.
So if you need a new cupboard, Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters, they've got organic cupboards.
If you need your pantry filling.
If you need your pantry filling and you want organic, reared, local veg and meat.
Yeah.
follow Riverford _ Kent. Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters.
They're delivering all mine, my whole Christmas dinner in a box next Tuesday. I feel very smug. I haven't bought any presents for anyone yet, though. Listen,
we have got an email about this, but we're not going to probably have time to read it. So I'm going to read the tweet that I've got instead from the lovely Natalie Bonet, who you can hear at 4 o'clock today. Oh. But we'll come to that later. She says, for Netherweb, the Kent Creative Awards celebrate arts and culture in Kent. 12 categories, top jury panel. Deadline for submissions is January the 5th. Kent Creative Awards. So please nominate someone for the Kent Creative Awards, and nominations close on January the 5th.
Kent Fire are giving advice visits Tuesday the 19th of January next year, 9 to 1 o'clock. You can meet them at the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce in Ashford. And the aim is to... they will come and do an advisor will come and meet you at your premises and discuss any concerns or questions you may have and explain the responsibilities you have under the current legalisation. Mm. So finding out really about fire risks and exits, I would imagine. And that's on Tuesday the 19th of January, 9 till 1. And so that gives you time to tune into Business Bunker afterwards.
Lovely. Laura Burton Lawrence has tweeted in, I guess on the back of your periscoping, and said, loving the Christmas hat. Don't tell Barrister Broker, but I have some for us on Thursday.
He'll look very handsome in his.
Absolutely, of course he will.
Drum roll and curtain call, please. Miriam McGurk, the author, is thrilled to announce the publication of her first pocketbook. And so that's out now. It's Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, a pocket full of inspiration. It's published by Empower Publishing, and it's a special Christmas gift or stocking filler for you and your family, your friends or your work colleagues as you step into the festive season, and a perfect present for a positive new year. It's based on her well-received 2015 book, Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. It weaves a powerful and inspirational quote and photographs along with many story snippets, telling of Miriam's voyage to the southwest mountains of Turkey to grab the opportunity to turn her life around. And Miriam says, in the first book, I describe my challenges to find balance and sanctuary amidst my health wrangles and the transition to life in Turkey. It is my hope that these short reflections can encourage you to find your own peace, healing and sanctuary starting today and wherever your journey takes you, Paul Andrews. You said you wanted some peace and sanctuary.
Absolutely.
Carry this little book around in your pocket and find inspiration when you need it most. It retails £6.99 and you can get it on amazon.co.uk, and Miriam's website is talesfromturkey.com.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from Click Business, the lovely Andrea Charles, up there in the West Midlands. Ah. She says, hi, Business Bunker. We're having our Xmas lunch. Great food, party games, Secret Santa, tacky plates have been swapped, and the winner was Elton from the British Chambers of Commerce. And she sent a lovely photograph, and they got Santa hats the same as ours.
What's a tacky plate, then? What does that mean?
I'm guessing that they had odd food.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. I will have to check that, but it says tacky plates swapped. I know what it was. No, I know what it was, because I saw it a couple of days ago. Their Secret Santa prizes were commemorative plates.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And it was, you know, like, welcome to Butlin's, Torremolinos, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was whoever could get the tackiest, horriblest
plate.
Hopefully
there were no Princess Diana.
Well, Elton won, so I don't know what... Well, Elton won, so it could well be a candle in the wind plate, couldn't it?
Very good. I expect they were having some Timmy Taylors up there, up north.
Yeah.
That's what they drink up there.
Just while we're talking about Click Business, I just want to tell you that on the Business Bunker, every day we post a tweet to a blog on the Business Bunker blog site for Click, K-L-I-C-K. Click list, and it's refreshed every single day of the working week, Monday to Friday, a list of all the business tenders in the public sector in the United Kingdom for everything. So if you're interested in supplying anyone in any public sector or government or quasi-government organisation, the tender details are available via the Business Bunker website. You can go and have a look and bid for things. So do that. And we've had a tweet from the lovely Cascade Insurance, who say, big thank you for the kind words and delighted to discuss any unique needs. We love to arrange commercial insurance. So it's that time again, Jules.
It is.
Channel Radio.
How it creeps round. The FSB say they're thrilled to announce that FSB now offers its members a quick, easy way to cut their business and home energy bills by an average of 23%. The brand new FSB energy service, provided by award-winning energy broker, make it cheaper. Oh, my daughter Sydney works for them.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I'll have to tell her afterwards. Includes exclusive benefits available only to FSB members. You'll get a bill checking service. We'll run through your energy bill with you, checking your details, rates and changes to charges to make sure you're paying the right amount for your gas and electric. An award-winning switching service, compare prices and switch with our energy partner, Make It Cheaper, who won Best Customer Service at the Energy Live Consultancy Awards in 2015.
Fantastic. FSB News, the government announces new measures to eradicate gender pay inequality. The government has announced new measures to eradicate gender pay inequality in the workplace, including forcing larger employers to publish information about their bonuses for men and women and extending plans for gender pay gap reporting to include the public sector. These new measures form part of the government's wider plan to address inequality and extend opportunity to all, including women and black minority ethnic groups. The gender pay gap is the difference between men and women's average salaries, which reflects the types of jobs that women tend to enter and the levels of seniority they progress to. The government has pledged to force larger employers to publish information about their bonuses for men and women as part of their gender pay gap reporting, extend current plans for gender pay gap reporting beyond private and voluntary sector employers to include the public sector, who are the worst at it. Work with businesses to eliminate all male boards in the FTSE 350. A consultation which concluded in September 2015 gathered views from employers and employees on how, when and where data should be published on the gender pay information. So we shall look out for that as it unfolds, Jules.
We must. Sorry, I'm just answering a tweet about the homeless in winter. FSB say government publishes response to public sector exit payments consultation. The government has published its response to the consultation on its proposals to cap public sector exit payments, confirming its intention to go ahead with the plans. The response confirms that powers to introduce the cap will be included in the enterprise bill, with further details to be set out in regulations. The cap will initially be set at £95,000 but kept under review and will apply to the vast majority of exit payments, including cash lump sums, payments for voluntary or compulsory redundancy, payments in lieu of notice, early access to an unreduced pension or ex gratia payments and special severance payments. So bodies covered by the cap will be required to maintain records and publish annual details of all exit payments made within the financial year.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet, actually, from Natalie Bonnet, who says, now would be a good time to tell you that the FSB Kent is also the sponsor of the Kent Creative Awards. So thank you for that, Natalie.
That's good to know.
So there you go. So FSB Kent, major sponsors of the Kent Creative Awards, which, as you know, because I just told you, nominations close on January the 5th.
Published today, the government's apprenticeships 2020 vision is intended to force large public sector bodies to employ apprentices and make sure that they make up at least 2.3% of their workforce, creating an extra 200,000 apprentices by 2020 and forming a key part of plans to deliver 3 million new apprenticeships over the next 5 years. You can go on to www.gov.uk government public apprenticeships to find out more.
Can you?
You can, and probably on the Kent Business Radio website
too. You can indeed. We have a member of the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway Regional Committee who has been honoured to be in number one place on the 15 smartest business kids on the planet. And what an amazing achievement. Ben Towers, 17-year-old.
The whippersnapper, yes.
17-year-old Towers Design, based at the Medway Innovation Centre, has been named as the number one teen entrepreneur in the world by The Times. And this always makes me smile. Because he's 17, the only way that he could officially leave school and run his business was to hire himself as his own apprentice.
How do you do that?
Love it. Nice one, Ben.
He couldn't get a bank account, could he?
No, he kind of, yeah. You know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. He's sort of way ahead. And to think I had him in my car and dropped him off at a little train station down over yonder.
Exactly, yeah, bless.
The whippersnapper.
Yeah.
I was chatting to Michelle Rue, actually, about East Kent College and the apprenticeships. I'm trying to get him down there. Because a lot of famous chefs have come from East Kent College.
They have indeed, yeah.
Gary Rhodes, quite a few, but apprenticeships, yeah, great. So the first impressions and feedback in Kent is that Small Business Saturday was a big success, as Paul Andrews said earlier. We've had loads of excellent feedback from small businesses and shoppers. The social media engagement was epic, with thousands of tweets, photos and shoppers expressing delight and surprise at the range of goods and products available from independent retailers and market stalls. In Kent, the following MPs all came out onto their high streets to support small and indie retailers. Kelly Tolhurst, Tom
Gunhat.
Thank you. Greg Clark, Damien Green, Charlie Elphick, Helen Grant and Tracy Crouch. Some local councils, Shepway, Dover, Tenterden, suspended parking charges in order to help too. Well done. We're really pleased with the response from Canterbury Independent Traders Association and other small independent businesses in the city. We would urge shoppers to use small independent and local businesses every day, not just on Small Biz Saturday.
Absolutely. And the last, as I said just now, the last tally up I saw, they estimated that £640 million was spent with small businesses on Small Business Saturday, which is lovely. Over half £1 billion.
Well, I was thinking when Martin said he was going to trot into Canterbury, how much would you be prepared to pay for parking? Do you know a little back street?
Well, I mean, parking in Canterbury is crazy.
Hugely expensive.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know they're bringing prices up?
It's unbelievable, and it actually stops me going in, for sure.
I'm not going to do too much political stuff here, but the prices are going up by 20p an hour in the new year, and they're selling two of the car parks.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Thank you, Canterbury City Council.
I think it costs me about, whenever I've got to park the car there, it costs me about £5 for about three and a bit hours.
And then if you top up when you're away with Ringo, it seems to be even worse. Sometimes if you put 20 minutes on extra, it's really ridiculously astronomical.
It costs you about £10 a day, basically, is what it costs. There's a consultation process on the business rates appeal system. Excuse me. The Department for Communities and Local Government has launched a consultation on proposals to improve the appeal system for business rates. A straightforward three-stage appeals process has been proposed, and the consultation is open until the 4th of January. Marcus Jones is the Minister for Local Government, and he said the business rates appeals process has been in decades-long deadlock, hampered by some unscrupulous agents making speculative appeals, sometimes for businesses completely unaware that this is even being done on their behalf. So if you want to participate in the consultation process, you can go to the following website, www.gov.uk/government/news/Marcus Jones. And there you can participate in the consultation process on the business rates appeals system. Jules.
2-year plan to increase take-up of R&D tax relief. The HM Revenue and Customs, the HMRC, has announced a 2-year plan to increase take-up of research and development, and they call that R&D tax relief among small firms. Measures will focus primarily on increasing awareness and making it easier for firms to apply for this type of tax relief. For example, HMRC will publish improved guidance to help increase firms' understanding of R&D tax relief and provide business certainty through the Advance Assurance Scheme. Under the Advance Assurance Scheme, which was launched in November 2015, the HMRC will assure eligible firms that their first 3 years of R&D tax relief claims will be allowed without inquiry. More about that on Kent Business Radio.
Can I just say a little bit about that? Because I've just been looking into that for Supply My Business. Because we've done some quite clever programming on the website there. If you go online and you try and find out what the process is for actually claiming R&D tax credits, there's just nothing there.
No.
There's an outline of the scheme, but in terms of the information that's provided from, you know, from HMRC themselves, it's useless.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was actually, and this is a bit of a plug for the Chamber, because I was at their Kent and Medway Growth Hub launch today, and one of my questions to Judah was, Judah, are you also going to be signposting people when it comes to R&D tax credits? And they will be.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good source of information for people.
And, of course, our good friends at RIF, that's exactly what they do, R&D tax credits. That's their core business. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, R&D tax credits is one of those things that is very overlooked by companies, and a lot of people don't think it applies to them. As Martin just said, there is very little information available about it, because it's one of those suck it and see type things. So using a specialist organisation to work it out for you is really probably the only route you can go, because they're used to knowing what works and what doesn't in terms of a claim for it.
Mm-hmm. For anybody that wants to do it, I think generally you do it at the end of your tax year,
yeah.
And you do it as part of your tax, your company tax return.
Mm.
That's the time to do it. But as you say, you know, you need a specialist to help you with that.
As it happens, I've done it a couple of times myself. And in fact, what most people think is that, if you do get the claim awarded, then it's removed from your tax bill. It isn't. You actually get cash. HMRC actually just send you cash.
Wow.
And that's the end of that. So do it. And there are people such as RIFT, R&D tax credits, and other people that do it. So do have a look at that.
Autumn statement spending plans announced by Chancellor George Osborne. He's revealed a £250 million package to find a solution to Operation Stack, which will be welcome down here for Kent businesses. The cash will be used to build an off-road lorry park accessed directly from the M20, which can be used whenever delays occur. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins said it meant the days of Operation Stack are coming to an end. So that's very good news for the Kent economy.
Absolutely.
I'm glad they're not using your front garden then, Paul.
Mm. There's also a caveat to that. The government are also looking, once they've got the lorry parks in place, in making it illegal for lorries to park up in side streets and residential areas.
Good.
You will have to use the lorry park that's provided, otherwise you'll get a ticket. And that is a massive benefit to local residents, because it was getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and often because they have quite unsocial hours, don't they? And so they start their lorry up. I get them where I live.
Yeah.
There's
a change to the Consumer Rights Act, and it's a very important change as well. Retailers will no longer be able to offer repairs instead of a refund. In a move described as the biggest reform to shoppers' rights in a generation, as of last month, shoppers will be entitled to a full refund up to 30 days from the day of purchase if their item is faulty. Yeah. The Consumer Rights Act 2015 means customers will no longer need to wait weeks for a repair. This actually also covers digital downloads and cars. So if you buy a Friday car that doesn't work, no more will you have to keep taking it back to a garage to get them to fix it. You can demand your money back.
That is brilliant.
Which is about time to...
I wonder whether
that
applies to Apple rechargers.
Anything. It applies to anything. It's part of the retail laws. Anything you buy, that you can demand a refund rather than a repair. And that's all we've got time for in the news update for this week. Big thank you to the FSB for that. Yeah, go on.
I just wanted to say that Don Wood from Promote Thanet, talking about the homeless as we were on Twitter just now, he says that... the Open Christmas Thanet.co.uk will once again be feeding homeless and the needy in the Thanet area. So if anybody wants to help or chip in with that, I'm sure that they'd be very grateful. So it's Open Christmas Thanet.co.uk. Contact them and see if you can help in any way, because we all have excess, and there are people that are really going to be freezing and hungry and miserable and very depressed at Christmas time especially.
Absolutely. I've just found this as well, of Natalie's current Creative Arts Awards. I thought I'd read it out. It's the website where you can nominate and find out the categories for the Creative Awards. It's kentcreativearts.co.uk/Kent Creative Awards. So do have a look at that, and please do nominate someone for a Kent Creative Award as sponsored by the FSB.
And that's coming up on Wednesday, the 18th of May, 2016, at the Alexander Centre in Faversham. So you can all get involved with that.
Fantastic. Would you like to study for an executive coaching and mentoring award? People face-to-face are offering Business Bunker listeners an amazing deal for the next ILM Level 7 certificate course starting in January 2016. If you quote Bunker 500, you get a whopping £500 off. And it says in brackets, terms apply. Further details, contact Trish Stretton. And her email address is Trish, T-R-I-S-H, at peopleface, number two, face. Peopleface, number two, face.co.uk. So if you'd like to gain your ILM Level 7 certificate by using a Business Bunker 500, you can gain 500 quid off. What about that?
Well, that's great. She also makes a very, very good gluten-free carrot cake, as I remember.
Absolutely.
So the deal is done. She must come on the show in the new year because she's also registered her business on Supply My Business.
I see.
So hello, Trish. We must get you down here in January.
Yeah. Although she was on a month or so ago, actually. Yeah. But she's always welcome back. It's not a problem. Right. We're fast approaching the end of the show, and I want to tell you what's coming up next. At 4 o'clock, we have a lovely Natalie Bonnet, who we've been talking about all afternoon, it seems. But she will be here with Kent Creative Live Show at 4 o'clock. And that's really gathering some pace now. A show launched a few weeks ago, and we're really, really pleased with it on Channel Radio. So do have a listen, 4 to 5 o'clock, Kent Creative Live Show here on Channel Radio. That's followed at 5 o'clock by Mr. Craig Avery, he of the Stripey Socks, the ladies' favourite. And that's immediately followed at 7 by...
Welcome all to the new potatoes
At 7 o'clock, we have the New Potato Show, presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews. 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming, and new music. Do have a listen to that. It's a fabulous show with some absolutely cracking music. That is for 2 hours, 7 till 9 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, we have a new show. I was Lord Kitchener's Batman.
Were
or
you?
Valet. Valet, actually. Valet, yeah. I was Lord Kitchener's Valet, yeah. It's a 1960s music and comedy show. And hilarious it is too. Although, I have to say, an awful lot of the jokes seem to be at my expense. I don't know why that would be.
Who wrote it?
Mikey T.
Okay, well then I can understand why they're at your expense.
Yeah, so that's the... I was Lord Kitchener's valet at 9 o'clock. Do have a listen. It's a cracking show. It really is good. And of course, we wind up the evening with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two...
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So the normal lineup for a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, yeah, really good lineup of people. Do have a listen in at channelradio.co.uk. You can also listen via the TuneIn app, and also you can download the UK Directory app, which also has a Channel Radio listen feature on it as well. So there's two or three apps that are now available for your phone or tablet that you can listen live to Channel Radio.
And may I wish all the listeners a happy Christmas and a merry new year and a prosperous new year.
And a merry new year. Yes. No, you're getting carried away with that because you're merry all the time.
Well, I am. I try my best.
Happy so merry Christmas and merry new year. Me and Michelle wish you a good old South Carolina.
Y'all,
merry new year.
Y'all, shrimp and grits.
Yeah. Is that a traditional Christmas Day dinner?
Must be.
Yeah,
Gambalaya.
There's no need for that. There's no need for that. Don't you start on me. I didn't say anything.
I will tweet you on Christmas Day just to annoy
you. I'm sure you will. You normally do. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
A little steamed up picture of me, red-faced.
Yeah. As we're approaching the kind of end of the year, and heading into year 8
on
the Business Bunker Show.
You used to be so young when I first met you.
I was when we first started. Yeah, I was a mere boy. We're heading into year 8. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all the people that have supported us over the year, and especially our headline sponsors, who have been the FSB, Rift, Supply My Business, RAP Office Contracts. They've been our headline sponsors for the year, but we've also had quite a few other smaller sponsors as we've gone through the year. And we do love you all. Thank you all so much for supporting
some
us.
Some quite tall sponsors as well.
Some are tall, some are short. Yeah. Some are small, some are big. But we love you all. And they're all Kent-based organisations, and they're all doing their bit to enable us to put the show on and to cover some of our costs of running this radio studio. And we do appreciate
and
it.
All
and
all the
really
tweets
thank them.
And all the banter and everyone and Venom Tech and all the guys that tweet in and keep us going.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, all power to you. We have a fabulous business community in Kent. It really is 68,000 small businesses, most of them working with each other, looking to collaborate, do things and support each other.
68,001, because don't forget Frontier Funds now.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah. 1 month.
Absolutely. We do appreciate you all, and do, as always, keep tweeting, emailing, calling, especially Jules's phone, which has been going off through the entire show.
It's ridiculous. It is
ridiculous. She's been
Michelle Rue's got, she's probably been got a little bit of caviar set aside for me.
Yeah, she's been a right nuisance today. She's been driving me mad. But anyway, thank you so much. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy, successful and prosperous New Year. And we will speak to you all soon. And a big thank you to today's show guests, the lovely Jane Ollis, Managing Director of Rift Accounting, the equally lovely Mr. Martin White of Supply My Business, the fabulous cookie, Mr. Peter Cook.
Oh, yes.
Please buy a copy of Pestonomics and donate some money to cancer research. It's a fabulous song. I might even give it a play on New Potatoes later tonight, if I can persuade Jamie to do that. But we will be back, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.